Hello, I'm Gary Roby. My prayer is that we're about to experience joy unspeakable and full of glory as we invest time rejoicing during this call to worship. We rejoice today, Father, in who you are, in what you have done, and the future you have planned for those of us who believe. Thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in all things. You use all things for the good in our lives. The tests and trials strengthen our faith and give us the ability to comfort others with the same comfort that we were comforted with. You have blessed us with joy, the joy that's deep down in our souls, not affected by circumstances, but is a fact of our spiritual life. Thank you, Father. You've blessed us with all that we will ever need. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding and for the joy that comes to our hearts when we come into your presence in prayer. And that comforts our hearts as we invest time in your word and in fellowship with your people. Thank you, God, for directing our thoughts this hour during this call to worship spent in rejoicing.
So much. much joy.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
Righteousness, peace.
Oh, yes, girls.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
So much joy.
Thank you for joining us for a time of rejoicing during this call to worship.
Thank you.
attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught
God is
You're listening to Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. I invite you to make this a habit and to invite your friends to listen in too. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another part, valuable part of our ministry is the website. At calltoworship.us, you can listen to past programs of your choice, at your convenience, 24/7. This is especially helpful to those who cannot find us on a local station, would like to listen to a program a second time, or would just like to listen to a program with a different topic. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. It's your faithful prayer and financial gifts that keep this ministry going. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504.
The joy of the Lord is
This is your call to worship.
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain, but the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child. Seed of faith in God, in mountains you can't move. You've risked your life on things you cannot prove. Oh, but to give the things you cannot keep. What you cannot lose is the way to find the joy God has for you. Sing the song. Hold on, my child.
My child,
there's a song that encourages us to count our blessings and literally to name them one by one. That may bring a tune to your mind. Well, let's invest a few moments now during this call to worship to consider the reasons we have for joy and rejoicing. Well, just as God delivered the Israelites, we're also delivered from evil and have reason to celebrate just as they did. Back in Deuteronomy, we'll find the account where the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and powerful arm, with overwhelming terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And now, O Lord, I have brought you the first portion of the harvest you've given me from the ground. Then place the produce before the Lord your God and bow to the ground in worship before him. Afterward, you may go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and to your household. Boy, can we relate to that concept. Well, God is our refuge, a very present help in time of need. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Psalm 5. Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Romans 12, rejoicing in our confident hope, says Paul to the Romans. And then later in Colossians 1, we see why he's saying to rejoice in the confident hope, the assurance of heaven. And I quote, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven," says Colossians 1:5. Philippians chapter 4, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing," says Paul. "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Romans 15, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." 1 Peter, first chapter, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, we live with great expectation and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change or decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So, be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have to endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him, even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Romans 5. Therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing in God's glory. We can rejoice, too, that when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Psalm 31, I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love, Lord, for you have seen my troubles and you care. You care about the anguish of my soul, said the psalmist David. And later, Psalm chapter 68, but let the godly rejoice. Let them be glad in God's presence. Let them be filled with joy. Sing praises to God and to His name. Sing loud praises to Him who rides the clouds. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in His presence. And finally, in Psalm 118, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And as we keep the proper perspective, seeing everything around us as He sees it, then and only then we can rejoice, have His joy and His peace, no matter what.
You reach the end of your own strength, and now you're standing on the brink of losing.
He gave to speak his name and 100 million angels start singing. He talks to me and the freedom bells of my soul start ringing. He gives me joy in the morning and gentle peace in the evening. I sing his praise and all heaven plays a sweet orchestration. He speaks to me and my heart strings play a song of jubilation. He gives me joy in the morning and gentle peace in the evening. He gives me joy, gives me joy, gives me joy. Joy in the morning and gentle peace in the evening. He gives me joy.
Thank you for joining us today for this call to worship, as we have invested this time rejoicing in the presence of God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship experience today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address once again, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information about this ministry, including a list of songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen.
And all the trees and the fields. hallelujah.